The Florida Sheriff Ranch's thrift store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
Time for the Brian Cash Clause Show. Now here he is, the host with the most, Mr. Brian Cash Clause.
Another one in the books.
That's right.
What's the Aquarius one I'm thinking about? I know that's, what does the word Aquarius mean?
Well, it's like, you know, what sign are you?
Right, but, that's right.
But that's,
do you remember in the 60s the play, the Aquarius?
Yeah. Well, no, I know the song.
What is it? Can you play the song Aquarius?
It's on Hulu.
That, I love that song, if I remember correctly, and I'm trying to think of who sang it. Some famous lady. Was that Janis Joplin that sang that?
YouTube will usually help me.
Right. That'll,
it's like the Fifth Dimension.
Fifth Dimension.
Fifth
Dimension.
Yeah. That's what it was. That was a major hit. Brother.
I didn't know if you were talking about that song or something. Okay, that's easy.
That was it.
Yeah. Yeah, like he's, this gentleman's a college graduate.
Awesome.
Right. Thank you.
Yes. So, like, he's a smarty pants.
Well, I like all the old classic hits.
Yeah, stuff, but so. You're a smart cat. You know that.
Thank you.
And I'm not. So, so what is Aquarius? Why did you choose the name Aquarius? Let's go with that.
So, we chose Aquarius for a couple of reasons. I'm a little woo-woo. Bryce is more the stable guy, and I'm more out in the clouds, and I like, you know, things like that. I'm like, oh, that's really, that really means something. Besides, I thought it was awesome that we moved to Florida, and we're near the water, and it means new beginnings, and, you know, we're home inspectors. So Aquarius Home Inspections, and we moved to Dunedin, Florida, and that's where our business is, too. We thought it was, you know, really nice. It means, like, community. I mean, if you look up, it's kind of, if you're into that kind of thing. Neither one of us are Aquarius. I'm a Gemini. Bryce is an Aries. So people are always like, oh, are you an Aquarius? And we're like, no, it's just kind of, you know, just, we thought it was just really lovely because of where we're living and because it's community, new beginnings, and by the ocean. And it's like the water bearer. I can't believe I said water like that. Like I was speaking like, in that. Like I'm from Philly or something.
Yeah, can you give me the definition of the word Aquarius, Bobby?
Yes, I will do look that. And I have look the, it up. I have the song
it'll
too.
Be there. Google it.
Google it, because I just love it. I always like to know how people come up with names. We have Joe John. It's a big mattress outfit, right? Huge Joe manufacturing. John. Well, guess how they came up with their name? There's the two. Joe is one of his children's name, and the other one is, it's he took like the first three letters of each child.
Oh, all right.
You know?
So you want the astrological?
Yeah.
Okay. Is the Aquarius is the 11th astrological sign in the zodiac, originating from the constellation Aquarius. Under the tropical zodiac, the sun is an Aquarius sign between January 21st and about February 20th.
Oh, well, wow. I guess more that the symbolism.
Oh, the symbolism.
Yeah, the symbolism.
Okay, so we in Aquarius right now, though?
We're also in the age of Aquarius.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, are we there now this month?
Yeah, according to that, we would be.
Right, well, so what a time. There you go.
Well, we moved when we decided we were coming into the age of Aquarius after December, I think December 21st, 2021, and we were moving to Florida, and then we're moving to the ocean, and, you know, so the age of Aquarius, the water.
Wow,
I mean, it's
okay.
The symbolism. It's actually
we're not even
going to
talk about what
so you
do.
You want the water carriers represented by the zodiac constellation Aquarius is Ganymede, the beautiful... Phrygian youth. Ganymede is the son of Troios, king of Troy. While tending to his father's flocks in Mount Ida, I don't know if this is all part of it, but the gods fell in love with him and flew down to the mountain in the form of a large bird, whisking Ganymede away to the heavens. Ever since, the boy has served to a cupbearer to the gods.
Wow, now whose card do you have there on hold?
We have Isaac on the phone right now, and somebody else is calling.
Someone else is calling. Okay. So that was good, because when we do this now, right, you might think, oh, why is he doing this?
Just for chatting?
No. Name recognition.
Oh, yeah. Aquarius.
So now if someone's looking for a home inspector, right, and if you get the word out there, right, of why, I think branding the name, right, getting people think, what is Aquarius?
We literally have people call us and want us just because our name is Aquarius.
Really? There you go.
They just think, oh, it's so cool. I'm an Aquarius. And people are like, I remember that. And it starts with an A. I mean, Bryce didn't come up with the name, clearly. I was went all into it.
No,
and I think that was really
deep. I designed
deep,
the card.
That was That's a deep definition. I think you can get a much more basic definition, but it's like the water bearer. The new beginnings, the ocean, you know, community.
The new beginning.
Something about community. Yeah. And I was like, ooh, I like it. And so I was like, what do you think? And Bryce is like, I don't care, whatever, it's fine. And then he came up with the card. And everyone always says, like, wow, you don't see that card like that. It's kind of flashy for a home inspector.
No, I love it. Whoever did this,
Bryce
this is really done nice.
So people, I mean, you're right about the
it's
name
class.
Recognition. It's just not the typical, like, you know, people always question, like, what does this all mean? Like, what is this card about? So it helped.
It gets some calling.
Yeah, it
yes.
does.
So Aquarius. So what does it take to be a good home inspector?
Bryce. So give it over to
Bryce. That's where I come in. Basically, you know, it helps with some sort of background in construction, if you have any kind of background in that, but it's not required. A lot of people believe that it's actually required. It's not. If you pass the class and you pay some fees and get insurance, you can be a home inspector. But to be a really good inspector is experience and building knowledge and hands-on is definitely a plus, because not only do you know how it goes together, you know how it goes together from the inside out.
You can reverse engineer the whole thing.
Exactly. Exactly. Like
right. So, like, if there's a bad roof, you catch it.
Yeah. Yeah. If there's a bad roof, you can tell.
So is that like a Sue thing? I mean, because you don't. Are you liable? Say you don't catch the bad roof, and they paid you. Seems like that's a lot of pressure on someone.
It is. It can be. But really, we're there to observe the home or the roof at that moment. Like we don't know what's going to happen in tomorrow or the near future. We're not like fortune tellers or anything, but everything has some sort of symptom, You know, that's something's going to happen. Like shingles will curl, or they can loosen up, or the granules start falling off of them. There's signs, and a lot of that comes with, you know, a lot of that comes with just experience, you know, and seeing various roofs and ages and things like that.
I would think that it would put pressure on me. You know, the cracked foundation. I would find that a high pressure job. Now, who do you represent? Do you represent the buyer or the seller?
It's whoever's paying us.
Right.
We can be hired by the buyer. We could be hired.
By the seller, you might tend to.
Well,
it'd
be a pre-listing inspection if it was for the seller.
Get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because who pays the piper calls the tune?
Well, I mean, you have to be ethical, and you're basically just giving the documentation of what's going on with the house, because it's going to get found out, you know, and if we're going to just try to, you know, push it through or say, don't say anything too bad. I mean, you can't do that. I mean,
but do people ask you?
They try to say,
they're like, come on, cut me a break.
Yeah, don't
cut
be me a break. Yeah.
Like, it's not my fault. I didn't make the roof fall apart.
Right.
It's not,
right.
I'm just telling you how it is.
At the same time, he's not an alarmist. He's not like some of them come in and like everything's terrible. Oh, and they're freaking out. Like it's structural stuff that he really focuses on. Yeah. If things are just cosmetic, he's not going to make a big deal about it. But, you know, he has to be upfront and tell him. I think the hardest part for me, if I was him, because I do all the scheduling and I kind of, you know, run the show at home and, you know, plan his day out, where he's going. And but I have to learn a lot about what he's doing, obviously, because you know, we're in business together, and we were doing it together since 2014, and then we just got to Florida in Dunedin and started Aquarius in April. It's either April or May.
Last April, yeah.
But when the seller's there and the buyer's there and their brother's there and a contractor's there and like everyone's looking at him, and you know, the seller's like, no, it's like he'll say something. They're like, no, it's I just got it fixed, and da-da, you know, they're kind of like.
Well, you got to prove it. You got to fix it.
So I think it's best if the seller isn't there, but you obviously can't control who's going to be at the home inspections. Although I heard some home inspectors, I'm in like some home inspectors group, they said that they don't, some of them say, we don't want anyone there, like not even the home buyers, which in Florida, we found it so different. A lot of times people don't show up to the home inspections. In New Hampshire, where we're from, everyone would go to the home inspections. Here, they'd like call it in, like because it's so busy, I don't know, but the realtors don't come, the home buyers don't come, sellers aren't there.
Doesn't sound like doing your due diligence.
Well, I mean,
from their standpoint, it doesn't sound like it. It sounds like that. I can't almost know.
Well, I would just think that
because they're trusting the report, though.
Yeah,
that's why they don't have to be there.
Yeah, right. I mean, all the information is
right.
there.
The report is what they want.
The report's important, and when no one's there, the report seems endless. I have to put everything in there as if they were there. Sometimes video,
right?
A bunch of stuff in there. Yeah. It's just explaining everything that I found and. You know, as if they were there, as if we were having the conversation.
But they can't ask questions, you know, looking at, you know, the item. They can't say, hey, what does this mean? Or let me show you how to work your, you know, you have these different type of windows. Or he can't really do that. So sometimes he'll try to do videos for them, like he was saying. That's helpful with our new software. We have a little bit more upgraded software than we did with, you know, when we worked in New Hampshire.
Software is important.
Yeah, it's, you know, the pictures and the videos, and he's, you know, doing his little show for them if they're not there. But also just to remind them, like, this was a problem. When you're reading it, if you're a layman, you don't understand what he's talking about, you'll say, oh, this, that thing, or he'll show you a little example picture of how it should look, and this is what yours looks like. So, and a lot of times we do homeowners who just getting homeowners insurance, they need to get 4-point inspections and wind mitigations. So he's just going over their home and, you know, making sure that they're home.
Sure she's not doing this?
She's not. She's good.
She's
the salesperson.
Unbelievable. I'm really learning. Hey, who do we have on hold, by the way?
You have Isaac.
Isaac. Okay, Isaac, you there?
Yes, sir.
You want to make $50?
How are we going to do that today?
All right. Hopefully you don't. This is a low-paying show. Is there a singer on? I mean, don't Google it, Isaac, okay?
Yeah, okay, that's what I do.
I know. Who is the singer on the song
Aquarius?
Who is the singer for Aquarius, for the Fifth Dimension, the lead singer?
To be honest, I have no idea.
See, at least you were honest. Okay. Well, listen to this song, and I'm going to ask you to guess what year it came out. Okay? This song is being played for Isaac. What's the name of your business?
Angels on Call Cleaning.
Angels? We got to ask.
Angels.
I gotta, angels. We got two angels in the office. Anyhow, this song is being played for Angel.
Angels on Call.
On Call. And
Aquarius Home Inspections, Dunedin, Florida.
Okay, and then if you can guess the year without cheating, Isaac, you win $50. Ready? Here it is.
This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius.
What'd you think?
Loved it.
Yeah, I loved it.
So, Isaac, what's the answer?
I without looking it up, I want to say 1970.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't even know the answer. We should have had that. This is a very well. See, Tammy would have had all this. You see, and Bobby too, but he's busy doing other stuff.
Hang on, we're getting it.
That's. I think that's a good. I would think more like
70s.
I would go with 67.
We're gonna say 69.
69.
Okay. The year the Mets won the World Series. That's Aquarius.
That's the answer.
Yes, 69. So. Anyhow, go ahead. You guys interview Isaac. Ask him some.
Hi, Isaac.
Hello.
Hello. My name is Jess. I'm from Aquarius Home Inspections in Dunedin. And what did you say your company is?
We're Angels on Call Cleaning. We're a Pinellas County-based residential and office cleaning company.
Oh, that's awesome.
Actually, just hit our first year anniversary on the 2nd of this month.
Oh, amazing. Congratulations. That's a big...
Thank you.
Feet, you know, new being having a small business, and just they say, what if you have business for at least 1 year, then you're gonna make it.
That, right? Well, no, it's 2 years.
Two years, of course.
Great. And then also two is success is living your dream, right?
Oh yes, definitely.
So you're doing your dream, Isaac, right?
Yes, sir.
You have the courage to go out there, and just like Bryce and Jess here. I think it takes a courage to be an entrepreneur, right?
Yeah,
you know, definitely. And I talk to some people that call me up, and I can just tell they have that. And I don't mean because I got to be careful. Like I don't mean because you work for someone that makes you bad.
Right.
That's part of life. But like you can just see like when people call to do advertisement. We also have a digital truck.
Oh, that's
cool. 6 feet high by 10 feet wide. It's both sides digital. But we have people calling up, and I could just say, that, oh, I'm thinking of opening a business. But right now, I'm working 3 jobs. Right?
Yeah.
So quit the 3 jobs.
Yeah. Just
right?
Go for it.
Yeah. Go for it. But they don't want to hear that.
Yeah. And it's a huge risk. I mean, it's huge.
I know. Without risk, there's no opportunity.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, my story came about a little bit differently. I used to be a commercial plumber by trade.
Oh.
That's good money in that.
Yeah,
it was good. But
you still could probably do it on the side.
Not anymore. Physically, I ruined my back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. I was a roofer for 7 years.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just part of the price you pay to play that game at times. And my fiance had actually owned just Angels on Call about 10 years ago, and she got out of that to concentrate on her eyelash and hair job.
Ooh,
nice. We decided to start it back because I couldn't do the normal 9-to-5, so I get to do the back end. I get to do the bids, the office stuff. The back-end managerial. So it's been a great learning experience over the year, and I've actually ended up falling in love with it when at first I was a little bit tentative to put my toes in the water.
I gotcha. Let me ask you a question. Are you looking to buy a house?
Not quite yet. We're hoping to do that within the next 3 to 5 years. That's our whole family goal there.
Well, good. And then you, what's the name of the house inspection company that we have here? See if we did a good job. Do you know the name of it?
Aquarius.
Oh, so we right. See. That's how you know you did a good job. Because you know what? If people don't properly interview and push the name, Aquarius is the name to brand. And what's the name of Isaac's?
Angels on Call.
That's it.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so we'll get back with you some other time. And I'll look into it. Like, I have some business people here. Maybe you can come down to the studio sometime.
Oh, I definitely love that. That would be an absolute blast.
Okay, and we'll give you a call. And I might have someone that might be interested that just opened up a business in Dunedin.
Ooh,
right? And might be looking to have some office cleaning done.
Oh, there you go. We definitely in the market for more people to make happy.
There you go. That's the deal. Awesome. You know, if you could just be happier for longer periods of time more often, that's what life's about. And then to realize there are going to be tough times, just get through it. This too shall pass. Mm-hmm. And if you love what you do, you never worked a day in your life.
That's right.
Amen.
Right?
All right, so we're going to go to our next caller.
It's Austin.
Austin.
Hi, Austin.
Now, this is a good young man. Austin, are you a college grad?
I will be graduating in May of 2022, here soon.
Ooh,
right,
because
you ever have someone come in, and I didn't know that, right? But I didn't. He came into the studio, and right when I looked at him, you know, like when I'm not saying that you can dress for the money you want to make, but also with how you talk, right? You can just tell someone is sharp, right? You can tell, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Austin Sharp.
Nice. That's a good quality to have for interviewing and just being so what do you do for business, Austin?
So I own my and operate my own power washing company in the Bay Area.
Nice.
You know what? That'd be good because you would probably deal with home. Isn't that weird? But who would you deal with? Homeowners.
Homeowners.
That are looking to sell maybe and they're getting their pressure washing done.
Oh, yeah.
Would you keep the name of Aquarius? What's the name?
Oh,
Aquarius Home Inspections.
Yeah, because I would think someone would say, I'm looking to sell my house, and they want to pressure wash it to make it look better, right?
Yeah.
Right? Do you see how he's a connection?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Do you see what I'm trying to say? It's how it's all...
We could help each other.
We can help each other.
Yeah, I mean, if there's a pre-listing inspection in their house, you know, we have to know, Bryce has to check for the structural, you know, any structural problems or any issues, but if it looks like it's all moldy or mildew on the front of the house, that's not going to be very good curb appeal, so we could use... Austin's company.
Exactly. Right. Do you see they can use you, actually?
Yeah.
Austin?
Yes. Oh, yes, sir.
And just be careful with that mold, too. I'm sure you know that.
Yes, you can. You can get sick from that. So. Yeah.
Yes. So. What do you, like, you must see it sometimes where you see mold?
Oh, yeah. It gets pretty bad sometimes. The most dangerous is on the roof that you clean.
Mm.
A lot of mildew, a lot of mold on there.
Yeah. So do you guys have a pen on you and you... why don't you give your phone number?
I don't.
Or can you give them your phone number? Do you have a pen, Austin?
At the moment, yes.
Okay. Well, what we're going to do is you guys give your phone number because you guys can be the hookup.
There's all also right. a pen right behind the remote there.
Oh, right here. Right.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay. So what's your phone number, Austin?
My phone number is going to be 727-612-8123. 727-612-8123.
Not working.
Okay.
Say
that one more time,
Austin. We got a defective pen.
We have a defective pen. Go ahead, Austin.
A defective pen. I'm sorry.
Say it again.
727-612-8123.
8123. Awesome.
Well, you see that? Really, we didn't have a defective pen. We just wanted to give you a number out more times. See?
Yeah,
Austin's pressure washing.
Austin's pressure washing.
Yes. Now, I guess we should do it. So that's the best. He's a good, clean-cut young man. And so you just know that he... And the reason you ask people if they graduated from college, like you said, can they take on an assignment and complete it?
Mm-hmm.
Right. It really, to me, like when I had a really big company at one time, and I found out it didn't even matter what their grades were and all that, even though because sometimes the guy with the lowest grades actually had more ambition. He was just out there partying maybe or something, whatever. But his personality was, then the guy that was really smart really didn't have the personality to like communicate with people, but he was smart.
Absolutely.
Right. You get what I'm saying? Like with Austin, he's the package.
That's great.
You can just tell by talking to him. He has the mannerisms. He has the looks.
That's so good.
Right, Austin?
Oh, yes, sir. I appreciate all those nice comments from me.
Yeah. So then, like, hopefully you guys can hook up from a pressure washing standpoint. And then they do home inspections, so they could use you.
My silent call.
Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. That's how we network.
Network.
I just wanted to comment as well with your coupon book. I had a major lead from that.
Ooh, that's awesome.
That's good. You know, I generally don't talk about the magazine, but thank you, Austin, for doing that.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Good. I'm glad. So that's what it's about, too, is making money. Do you know last year over 500,000 quarter-inch drill bits were sold? Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Bobby, did you know?
I certainly did not.
Did they want a quarter-inch drill bit, or did they want the hole? Right?
Interesting.
Right. So what you guys hear is, do you want the quarter-inch drill bit, or do you want the hole? The hole represents where I'm saying I'm going to make you guys money.
Right.
I'm going to introduce you to pressure washing, to realtors and all that. Do you see? And then also, you know, show me your friends, I'll tell you your future.
Yeah.
So this is all cream of the crop. The lady there from Be Local, she's driving around in a brand new Porsche. You saw that.
Nice. Right? Oh, I didn't see it. I wish I did.
Okay, who's next on the line?
Now you have Tanya from Fat Jack's on, and then I'm going to get April from Wiki Watch.
Okay, so I'm going to have them come in here. In closing, what would you guys like to say about...
We are Aquarius Home Inspections in Dunedin, Florida. We're serving the greater Tampa Bay area in home, commercial, and insurance inspections. And our number is 727-337-0156. My name is Jess, and I am the scheduling coordinator and co-owner. And Bryce Griffin is the amazing home inspector. He's been in business since 2014 in New Hampshire, and then we moved to Florida in Dunedin in April. And so we're just trying to serve our local area with home inspections and educating buyers on their investments.
Wow, investment. That's a good word. You know, seriously, because what they tell you, there are buzzwords. Like, people don't, do you want to buy or do you want to own?
Well, we say you're not buying a shirt, so you should probably get a home inspection, because people are forgoing the home inspections, and it's a huge investment. It's probably the biggest investment of your life, and if you're not taking it serious, then you're probably, you
who
might
is this girl?
You might
is she after my job? Are you after my job?
I am.
Okay, because
you're the host. Host alert.
I think I'm in trouble.
Well,
so anyhow,
but
I like the word investment. Though.
Yep.
This is an investment that you guys protect for people.
Yeah, it's the peace of Absolutely. Mind that
peace
they need.
Peace of mind.
Yeah.
Okay, so go to the next call.
Now you have Tanya.
Tanya?
Hi.
Oh, you guys want to hear this? Tanya, was that something last week with the kid?
Oh, that was something awesome.
Can I tell this? Can you want to tell the story or you tell it?
Well, I was on the line waiting for my turn, and there was a little boy named Tony, and while you were speaking with someone else, Tony interrupted and was all excited because he saw something exciting in the coupon book. And you had asked him to hold off until you finished speaking to the young lady. And it turned out he couldn't wait to tell you about Fat Jack's coupon book page. And I was on the phone waiting.
And we didn't. No one told you that, right?
No.
I had to say to him, "Did I tell you? Did I know you were on hold? How would I know you're on hold?"
It seemed like it was a setup.
I had to question Tony. Like,
that's
Tony, so did anybody? I have 128 clients he can choose right. from. He chooses Fat Jack's.
Aww.
It's the first time you ever called in, too, right?
What is Fat Jack's?
The first time.
Yeah. So then the odds of. The odds of this boy picking that ad out, saying, "I like this is a cool ad. I want to talk about Fat Jack's," and then she's on hold.
That
right,
is
right.
crazy.
And
wow.
all I said was, "We have Tanya on the line." I didn't say where she was from.
Whoa!
Wow. Take that a step
nuts.
Further. Thank you, Bobby.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's like a spiritual experience.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Right. They say a miracle is when it's against all great odds.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It was a miracle.
It was a total miracle.
It was the name Fat Jack and our logo that caught his eye.
What is Fat Jack's?
It's a sandwich shop that opened up in Palm Harbor.
What do we have on hold?
Oh, nice. Oh, and I have to see the logo now.
Are you guys ready to come in? Just take over?
Well, we're on page 17 in the B in your coupon book.
Awesome. We'll take a look.
All right.
I think we're swapping over here.
Yeah.
I think you're still here, right?
Nope. Yep, hang on, Tanya. We're going to do a switcheroo here.
Okay.
they're trying to switch the whole studio around here.
Okay.
They just sent us food.
Oh, my God. Did you just sent all this food here?
Yes.
Oh, God, did anybody, like, this, yeah, did anybody, as you're, where have you on is when they're bringing it in?
No, my son wanted you to have a treat from him, from Fat Jack.
Wow. That's amazing. That was really nice. All right, get your work, and you're my assistant. Go grab the food, put it to, because this is on a camera, too.
Where do you want to put it?
Like, just bring it to the camera, the food, to show
it. Where's the camera?
Oh, right there. Oh. Is that amazing?
Yeah, and just last week.
And it's good.
And it's good.
Thank you. Better be.
It's good. Just last week, I was talking with Tony and his dad about Fat Jacks. Isn't that something?
Yeah, that is just amazing.
We had another epiphany last week, remember?
Here comes the food, guys. Our Vanna White is bringing it
Vanna
in.
Vanna White, spin
your
the wheel.
Vanna White.
There's two more platters. There's literally so much food out there.
Yeah, so anybody, for you folks on YouTube, this is Fat Jack's.
You want it here? You want to keep it in here?
Yeah, that's fine. Just keep it there, right, so people
I mean,
can see.
There's two more huge.
Yeah, just bring them in.
Meatball sandwiches.
Wow.
Really
oh, yeah. Brian's favorite.
Okay, so you guys, who do we have on hold?
We're going to have April soon.
Oh, there's
okay,
April.
Okay, Tanya there. Okay, so Tanya.
Wiki Wachi Preserve.
Ask her about Fat Jacks.
Ask, hey, have you ever eaten at Fat Jacks?
Well, Fat Jacks is a sandwich shop
ran
by my son, Danny, and we're open about 4 months ago.
Okay, you get that's April.
On Palm Harbor.
Unbelievable.
Oh.
Oh, is this potatoes?
Are you kidding?
And you're in Palm Harbor?
Yes, and we have a very large...
Do you know we have Philly Joe's caters us? And I don't even know how I should word this. But I'm just going to...
Well, she's telling us where she's
at. You know what I'm saying?
I think Philly Joe's is going to get bumped.
There's a buffet in here.
They're going to take a bump.
I hope he doesn't hear that. This is unbelievable.
Sorry, Philly Joe.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Anyhow, this is really done beautifully.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tanya, for the food and stuff. Tell your son I said thank you.
I certainly will. It's our pleasure.
Right. So anyhow, would you like to ask a question to Fat Jacks?
Yeah. Where are you located?
Very good.
Thank you.
We are located on 34720 U.S. Highway 19 North.
Right. You sit here, right?
Palm Harbor, Florida. We're open daily 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. And we are located in Fountain Plaza.
And what is that near? Is that near Tampa Road or Alderman?
It's near Nebraska.
Nebraska. Okay, I gotcha.
Yes.
That's a great location.
Between Nebraska and Alderman.
Okay. Well, that Philly cheesesteak sandwich, I swore I wasn't going to eat it, but I gobbled it down. It was so good.
Good. I'm glad.
It's perfect.
We also have April from Wiki Wachi State Preserve on, which Brian's about to tell you.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we have April. The April showers, right? Bring May showers.
Flowers.
May, what'd I say? May flowers. Yeah. That's what I'm saying to you. I told you I'm not the smartest bulb. How have I had this show for 26 years? I think sometimes being stupid is good. But Mr. Stupid to you guys.
Thanks.
But anyhow, we got this thing going on, the preserve. And Tanya, would you like to just close about Fat Jacks, and then we're going to go to April?
Well, we really would like to thank all our customers and look forward to meeting you guys someday here at Fat Jacks. And we also are having an upcoming fundraiser for East Lake High School lacrosse team on March 8th. Where 50% of the sales go back to the school. So if you're in the area, just mention East Lake High School, and we'll be happy to donate to the school.
That's awesome. Wow.
That's great.
Can you say something about the people's songs? How good they were. To April?
Yeah.
No. And April, I got a couple of questions for you. This is Ray Rao. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
It's exciting. I love being on this program with Sharon and the... The Aquarius gang. God, we have, so hold on. We have Bryce and
Jess
from Aquarius. They're in here, the room with us. That's a home inspection team. So I got a couple of questions they gave me on a sheet. You ready, April?
I am ready.
Here we go. So the questions start with, what is the scope of the project the Hernando County government wants to develop? What is the cost to the taxpayers?
So we've got this beautiful nature preserve up in Wiki Wachi. It's not attached to the Wiki Wachi River. It's actually an old CMEX mine. They used to do mining out there. When they were done with the mine, they turned it into this beautiful preserve to bring it back to its brilliance before it was mined. It's even a bear corridor. We have black bears out there, which is pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
There's beautiful trails. There's 11 lakes out there. It's pristine. It's absolutely gorgeous. It's used by a lot of residents. And the access to it is on just this little two-lane road that goes through Hernando Beach, which is the residential area.
Yes.
The county wants to develop it into a large recreation facility like Sunwest Mines, which is in Hudson, about 10 miles away. And they're wanting to spend almost $800,000 to build a parking lot right on that two-lane road, which will affect the residents. And then they want to develop that preserve into a very commercialized recreation facility, and the residents just don't want it.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But the county is not listening, so it's kind of a crazy battle that's going on up in our little Hernando County. You know, we're the Nature Coast. We've always been the Nature Coast.
So what is it you want to do, April? What's your forecast for that area?
So honestly, I think we need to leave that preserve alone.
Inside
of our county that is just blowing up with development,
yep.
And we have no good parks out there.
Yep.
So why don't we spend that money on the other side of the county to show how great Hernando is all over, instead of really investing all that money in one small area that just has no room for growth?
Yeah.
You know, we're just not being responsible with the taxpayers' dollars, and they're trying to raise our taxes to do all this.
Oh, so it's not privately funded from the company that wants to make those improvements.
No, it's a county initiative. You know, they put out this survey, and the survey is very leading in their questions. You know, and even the tax survey they just put up, oh, we want to raise your taxes and look at all the great things we can do with the money. Well, government's going to spend the money they got, right? If you keep raising the money, they're going to keep spending. At some point, we've got to stop that.
Agreed. So the second question I have for you, thank you. Second question I have for you is, how many times has this development been shut down in the past?
It's already been shut down four other times.
Four.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Yeah, how many times?
That should be a signal.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Obviously, people aren't wanting it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and this is different commission, some overlap.
So there's got to be somebody with really, really deep pockets, or a corporation or institution or some entity that has enough backing to keep punching holes through these desires to not build. I wonder who that is.
Absolutely.
So here's a third question for you, April.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Nope, that's okay. Who will be affected by this development? I think you covered that in the first question. Taxpayers.
Residents.
Yeah.
Residents. Taxpayers. Thank you, Bryce.
The animals.
Specifically the residents. Yeah. Specifically those residents on Hernando Beach. They already have a lot of traffic. It's, again, a two-way road.
Mm-hmm.
It cannot be expanded. You can imagine what it's going to be like if you add another 250 parking spaces and all this tourist traffic. It's just going to be bad news.
So more pavement.
What about environmental?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. More pavement, more concrete, more heating.
More pollution.
More pollution, more cars.
It's going to hurt the manatee.
Yeah.
We can't even get a rail system here, but we can pave, you know, we can pave half of Hernando County.
Yeah.
So the other question, I got two more for you, April. I want to kind of trudge through and then we can open it up a little bit. It says, how are the county commissioners responding to the outcry from the residents about this?
Well, I was at the last commission meeting a few weeks ago, and we had about 25 residents that stood up, you know, saying they didn't want the development, and they took their time out of their day in the middle of a day, and they were actually told that they're just those crazy people who show up negative to every meeting and hate everything, and that their voices aren't going to be considered.
Right.
Oh, that's terrible.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. We, you know, we pay our Board of County Commissioners almost $75,000 a year to listen to the concerns of the citizens. That's literally in their job description. And for them to just blow off these residents really is terrible.
So when you say blow off, April, did they walk out? Did they hear any of the petitions from the people or the understanding that may try to? This sounds like a corporation behind it has very deep pockets into these guys already.
It feels like that.
It feels like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because if they're not willing to hear or at least sit through some deliberations from the residents, it sounds like it's like one of those it's like one of those predetermined fights. You know, he's going to go down on the fourth. Everybody knows it because he's holding his hands down. He's taking five to the head every so. it sounds like the residents are just doing lip service.
Yeah. It does feel like that. That's the sentiment from the people I've been talking to. There's already a contract proposal for that $780,000 parking lot.
Yeah, they're moving along, ain't they?
We're in the highest market for sales right now.
Yeah, this shows you the deep pockets behind it. You would think,
right?
You would think and I have Sharon Vecchione here with me, and as a realtor, Coldwell Banker, that she knows the prices. Everybody knows firsthand, myself as a broker, the price is the highest they've ever been. I think since 2007, we haven't seen run amok price again. Yet these institutions are running ahead and buying at the highest time in the market. Yeah, and that does beg higher a little taxes. Curiosity, doesn't it?
Higher like, taxes.
Mm-hmm. Highest taxes, but the highest mm-hmm. purchasing price for this Hernando County area, which begs what corporations are actually funding this that are going to, no matter what they do, it seems like they're going to push through. Hey, I got one more question for you, April. And then we're going to move on to housing and the economy. Whoa, wait! Okay, what can our listeners do to help save this area?
Right.
So there's a wonderful social media page called Friends of the Wikiwachi Preserve, and we're posting updates on when there's meetings and how they can reach out, you know, to share their opinions, both for and against. We want to hear from all residents.
What's the website? I you're on the air. You're also on YouTube. Okay. Let's give our listeners who have a laptop out now and their cell phone, what is the websites that they can go to share their ideas for this? Go ahead, April.
Absolutely. So the best thing to do would be on Facebook to look up Wikiwachi Preserve, and you will find that page, and that's going to be the best way to get information. We've posted everything on there. It is an open page. There's not an actual organized group that's trying to make this happen. It's just concerned citizens.
So are there neighborhood associations? So there's not an organized group? No neighborhood associations? No chamber of commerce?
What about a legislator?
A like a Farkas? Like we have a Farkas. We had Frank Farkas at St. Pete for...
Get your government involved.
Yeah. Do we have any legislators, representatives that have grabbed a hold of this and said, okay, we can be your mouthpiece for you?
So this plan's been in the works for over a year, we've found out, with documentation, and we've just recently been involved in, like, it coming public. So we're...
A little late in the game. So they got the runner-up. They got the run-up on you.
They got it approved.
All right. Well, we've seen what grassroots communities can do as far as shutting down some. We've seen McDonald's not be allowed to move on a certain block because the communities got together and so on and so forth. So grassroots communities, certainly in Florida, very strong and not to be underestimated. So, Wikiwachi on Facebook. Wikiwachi Preserve on Facebook.
Yeah, and I'll give you my email address, too, if anybody wants to reach out privately with more details.
Go ahead now, April. Now's a good time.
April4Hernando@gmail.com.
Oh, that's easy.
Reach me, and I can help organize. Yes, absolutely.
April4Hernando,
F-O-R. Spelled it out. Yep.
F-O-R, okay.
April, that's too simple. April4Hernando@...
gmail.com.
At gmail.com.
Boy, that's simple.
Yes, thank you.
Well, we're going to fill up your email, so get ready.
Yeah, we're gonna help.
Yeah, there's going to be a tide coming in.
We need to
That's right, there, rivers. We have to wait for rainfall. Well, thank you, April.
And just real quick
thank
before
so
she goes.
Oh, hold on before you go. Brian has a little thing he wants to do with you.
Yeah, because that's her brother.
We got your brother.
Or something.
Oh,
We're holding him. We're kidnapped. We got him kidnapped here in the studio.
So
I'm just kidding.
So, April, I'm looking at this Purple Haze Tobacco and Accessory Store with 30% off all CBD products, Delta and THC products, and no medical card is needed. You must present this coupon to see Purple Haze at 3809 Tyrone Boulevard, St. Pete.
Is it coupon or coupon?
Coupon.
I say coupon.
This guy, you ever
is it coupon?
I say coupon.
He's a pioneer, this guy, Leo, that owns Purple Haze.
Okay.
He's a legend.
I've never met him, but I've heard great things. So
he's got some great products.
Nice of him to help us get on the radio today. So thank you, Leo, so much.
good luck. I hope that it all works out for you guys and they can stop it.
Stop it. Stop it!
Stop it! Just stop it!
Just
save the animals.
Get the mermaids.
I'm a vegan, so I'm kind of like, oh, okay.
Oh, that's important too. You know what's interesting, and I'll let you go, April, and for the people
Thank
that are
you,
here
April.
Today, is I have a, I have an acre up in Suwannee County, and it's on all the rivers up there. I'm at the headwaters, the Santa Fe, the Itchituckney, and the Suwannee River come together. And boy, you want to talk about having a fight to keep them preserved, because corporations want to come in. Yeah. We went through a five-year battle with a cement company.
Oh my gosh!
That came in and said, "Oh, we're gonna, you know, we're only gonna use 17,000 gallons a day of the drinking water." We were like 17,000. Then it went to 70,000, and then no matter what we did, you know, we had pickets, we had signed signatures, petitions, et cetera, to not have the cement company come in, not only because of the pollution, because their backwash goes back into the rivers, but they drink a tremendous amount of our fresh water from the rivers. And we fought for 5 years, pickets, petitions, legislators, and everything, and all of a sudden, trucks started coming in, and they built the thing. Like that. Yeah, so you know, you got to find out who's the money behind the money, because that's oftentimes they have a smokescreen for us to battle against. You know, we're battling the wrong enemy, but they'll put that one up for us to waste our time.
Who owns the land?
Yeah.
Well, I'm running.
Who's the owner?
Commissioner up there, so I'm gonna make.
Oh, you got my vote, April.
Vote for April.
Vote for April. That's the Aquarius
Run
crew
for
here.
Office.
All right. And thank you.
I might add, you can hear 1340 up there on the river.
Oh, it's good.
It's very weird, but it travels up the coastline. So during the day,
you
can hear
make
it.
$50? April? Tell us the year. What is it, Aquarius? The song Aquarius.
The Age of Aquarius.
The Age of Aquarius. Tell us the year the song was made. You get $50.
Oh, my goodness. I think I'm only 42, so I think it might have been before my time.
A bit.
Yes, it was. But
okay, let's end the show with the Age of Aquarius. And don't hang up, Angel. April, listen to it.
Okay, I will.
Thank you, April. We got about another 3 minutes. Want to sign off? Sharon Vecchione, Coldwell Banker, Ray Rao, Phoenix Loan Solutions, and we have Jess
Griffin, Aquarius Home Inspections, and
Bryce Griffin, Aquarius Home Inspections.
And I'm going to take you home with Aquarius. Thank you, April.
Was that 1972?
It was 69, you said?
69.
Yeah. I knew it was wrong. I mean, I was born in 1972, so I named it. And you don't have to be under the age of when it was came out to like it. I mean, come on, it's groovy, right?
Oh, yeah.
It is groovy.
Good music is timeless.
It's groovy. And we're living in the Age of Aquarius right now. December 21st, 2021, we went into the Age of Aquarius, just to let you know, if you had to know about that. That's why I was saying, yeah.
Son of a gun.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.